learn in the stage, then you improve or modify the next stage. So what are the indicators that help you to improvise this? So is it student experience? Is it their marks?
I think it's a lots of different things. So I think it's feedback from the students. Mm-hmm. And just because some students say it's hard, doesn't, you know, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's wrong. It just, you know, that's it's okay something being hard as long as the whole body thinks it's hard, and therefore you can analyze the student results data and just make sure that the profile that you see in terms of how many people, you know, get a first class pass this year versus previous years is broadly the same. And if you can, you know, and so as long as you don't see a massive change in the distribution, you're probably okay. And as ever, you're not going to please all the students all the time. So you know, some people love exams for whatever reason. They like that idea of being tested and things. And, you know, and if you don't have an invigilated exam hall experience, they think it's not as good. But other people say, no, it's much easier doing these things at home. I haven't got to travel 20 miles to get to a examination center. So it's much easier. So there's something about the sort of asking the students for what their perceptions are of the experience. Then also that's the analysis of the people who are setting the exams, and how they found it, because it's not just writing one paper, for example. They would have to write a specimen paper, the actual paper, and then a resit examination paper. So you're actually increasing the workload. But then there's also the workload on the sort of administrators who have to handle this new way of stuff, of things coming in. So in the past, from an open university setting, students would go to the Invigilate exam hall, write their question papers, and then there'll be bundles of hard copy papers would come into the sort of central open university headquarters and then be passed out to the markers. Whereas now the students write their answers down, but then they scan them in and then upload a PDF document, and then that PDF document has to be passed out electronically to the individual markers. So it's the process is different. And therefore, you've got to check with the people who are doing the admin side of things that you're not giving, you know, tons of extra work or making things which are, you know, much more difficult to do. So I think it's asking the different groups, but being cognizant of the responses that you get back. And just because a response might be negative, might not be a reason not to do it. You've just got to try and if all the students and all the instructors are saying this is not a good thing, then clearly you've got to listen to them. But often you get a very mixed message back. Yeah. We did a survey of nearly 800 students across all the faculties who had taken remote exams in 2020 and said, you know, given the chance, would you prefer to retain remote exams or go to back to invigilated exams, and they said there was 72% said they'd like to retain remote exams. So it's not all of them, but that's a fairly sizable majority, and more than I would probably have anticipated. So
there are correlation between these.